Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Taper City Police are cracking down on squatted trucks. Major C.G. Hilburn this week sent a memo to all TCPD officers telling them about the state's law against the squat modified vehicles. Drivers could see tickets or even have their vehicles towed for safety issues. North and South Carolina banned trucks with more than 4 inches of height difference between the front and rear fenders due to braking, visibility, and headlight safety issues. The new state drought monitor was issued yesterday, and unfortunately, there's no good news. The dry conditions are continuing in our county and region. We could see some very beneficial rain over the next couple of days, but it's still a question as to whether or not there'll actually be a drought buster. Officials are concerned the second dry summer in a row could lead to forage and pasturage shortages later this year. They're already delaying some field crops from being put in, and of course, the weather has seriously affected gardens as well as field crops. Even if we get some good rain, it's questionable as to whether or not it will help the Sunset Road fire that's still going on in Brunswick County. That fire, of course, ignited last week in Bolivia. It's currently up to around 1,300 acres. Complaints by neighbors led to a major drug bust in Brunswick last week. Joseph Stevens, age 48, of Mount Moriah Road, was arrested on 16 felony drug charges after investigators found opiates, cocaine, and other illegal drugs in his home. Jamal Thompson is in jail after allegedly running from a traffic stop. He had opiates, cocaine, marijuana, and a handgun in his car, according to the sheriff's office. The Hallsboro man was stopped for a traffic violation in Whiteville and began arguing with the deputy. Then he fled the scene. He eventually bailed out of the car on Memory Street and was taken down with a taser. Look for more on all these stories at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The animal shelter has a chocolate-colored mare pony in custody. The pony was found walking down Haines Lennon Highway Wednesday. You must have proof of ownership to claim her. Contact the shelter at 640-6609 if she's yours. Two local men scored back-to-back wins in the state lottery over the weekend. Kenneth Foreman of All won a $1 million scratch-off. Jerry Freeman of Clarkton won a $100,000 Powerball ticket. We have more on the winners at ColumbusCountyNews.com. May 16th is Peace Officers Memorial Day. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office will be holding a memorial service at 11 a.m. at 801 Jefferson Street in Whiteville to honor the 12 local law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. The public is welcome. The Columbus County Farmers Market is going to be open Saturday from 8 until 2. The market features locally produced fruits and vegetables, poultry, fresh eggs, crafts and arts, and more. Follow them on Facebook for more about the special activities that take place each week of the season. The market is located on Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. Saturday is the Flock Swap at Gergana's Farm Store in Whiteville. That's at 6 Whiteville Plaza. There's no charge to bring your birds and small livestock for buying, selling, trading, or just showing off and fellowshipping with your fellow small farmers. The Flock Swap will be from 9 until 2 at Gergana's Farm Store. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.